The Air Force has grounded its entire fleet of F-22 fighter jets because of concerns over the jet's oxygen supply system. Captain Jennifer Farou with the Air Combat Command at Virginia's Langley Air Force Base says the stand-down was ordered because of concerns over pilots reporting hypoxia or difficulty in breathing.
So the pilots were reporting episodes of hypoxia or decompression sickness, and after a period of time, there were 14 reports, and that prompted the Air Combat Command commander to stand down so that we can take a look at what's going on and find out what the problem is and what the best fix for that would be.
Last November, an F-22 that had taken off from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson crashed about 100 miles north of Anchorage. The pilot, Captain Jeffrey Haney, was killed. Captain Farou says it's not yet known if the oxygen system problems may have been the cause of the Alaska crash.
Well, the temporary stand down is a prudent measure that was following the recent reports of the potential oxygen system malfunctions, but it's inappropriate for us to comment on the F-22 crash in Alaska since the Accident Investigation Board has not concluded. So we cannot tie any of these issues into that crash because that crash is still under investigation and we don't know the results of that.
She says there are a total of 158 F-22 Raptors at bases in Alaska, Virginia, and New Mexico. The stand-down was ordered May 3rd. It's not known how long the jets will be grounded.